Say, aren't you a smart cookie?
The fact that you're listening to this program tells me that you're intelligent, curious, and ready to learn new things. So take your seat with the rest of the class, and let's get right to today's topic. You eat a lot more soybeans than you realize, but probably not as much as you should. We're going all farm to table this week, so strap on your boots and get ready to head out to the field. Soybeans are a healthy food, although there's some debate on how much benefit people get from it. Nevertheless, a half cup of them a day adds a lot of fiber, protein, vitamin, and minerals to your diet. We'll get into all of this later. Soybeans are also snacks, tofu, milk, oil, and printing ink. The United States exports about 39.8 metric tons of soybeans a year. Or at least it did until the latest trade kerfuffle between the U.S. and China. China slapped a 25% tariff on American soybeans, effectively stopping trade. Predictably, soybean prices dropped, much to the dismay of the farmers who grow them. Illinois will feel the most pain. It's the largest soybean producer in the United States and shipped one-third of its beans to China. Brazil and Argentina were the winners in this, as China began buying soybeans from them. More recently, China has agreed to buy more soybeans, but there's still a big gap between what they used to buy and what they're going to buy. But enough with the politics. Soybeans are a member of the legume family and is the second most planted crop in the United States after corn. Soybeans should be planted when the soil is about 50 degrees and in no case later than the end of April. The University of Iowa says beans should be planted no more than 2 inches deep and preferably 1 to 1.5 inches down. An acre of soybeans can generate about 100 bushels. Most soybean fields are in the upper Midwest. Soybeans are about 18% oil and 38% protein. Because soybeans are high in protein, they're a major ingredient in livestock feed, and that's where most soybeans go. A small percentage is food for us. Soybean oil is used in cooking and frying foods. Margarine is made from soybean oil. Salad dressings and mayonnaises are also made with soybean oil. Foods like tuna and sardines are packed in soybean oil. Baked breads, crackers, cakes, cookies, and pies usually have soybean oil in them. These are the places where you'll get most of your soybeans, which brings us to tofu, endomi, and soy milk. Tofu is also known as bean curd and is created when you coagulate soy milk, then press the curd into blocks. It's a lot like making cheese. It can be silken, soft, firm, or extra firm, much like your mattress. It's high in protein, low in calories, and has lots of vitamins and minerals. As for taste, most people say it's bland and other things need to be added to provide flavor. You can press tofu to get the moisture out of it, then cut it into cubes, toss it with a little cornstarch, and fry it until you get a nice crust. A little sauce and you're good to go. You can skip the sauce and use a little sesame oil so the tofu can be used in a stir fry or with vegetables. The process also produces soy milk, although these days the original process is not typically used. Instead, ground soybeans, oil, water, and proteins are turned into a stable emulsion, which is the milk. If tofu or soy milk isn't right for you, you can get your soybean on with endomi. When the beans are still in the pod, you can steam or boil them as you would peas. You can also just pop them in your mouth as a snack or plop them into a salad. There's a lot of debate about the health benefits of soybeans. There are no good long-term studies to prove the claims that have been made. Those claims include benefits for diabetics, those with too fatty a liver, and can help people lower their cholesterol. What nutritionists do say is that soybeans are part of a heart-healthy diet. Soybeans are also used for non-food processes. It can be a base for paints and is used to make soy-based ink. Back in the late 1970s, newspapers were looking for a way to use ink that wasn't petroleum-based. The oil markets were unstable at the time, and they wanted a more certain supply. Today, about one-third of America's nearly 10,000 newspapers use soy ink, and more than 90% of daily newspapers are printed with color soy ink. So now, when it comes to soybeans, you're a smart cookie. Hungry in Nashville is brought to you by Out of My Pocket Productions and is copyrighted 2019 by me, Jim Grinstead. You can listen to Hungry in Nashville on our website, hungryinnashville.com, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and may you eat well.